Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, NFL draft coming up at the end of the month, and offseason moves still happening around the league. Joining us now on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Good morning, Ross. How you doing, everybody? Healthy and happy in your family?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Everything's going well here in central Pennsylvania. Fortunately, all the stuff I do at home, the You Better You Bet show on the radio.com app, and all my podcasts that are available on the radio.com app, I do from home. So I have not been affected that much in that way. Just kind of more family time, more home cooked meals, and man, we've been spending a lot of time in the yard, you know, with trying to have my daughters hit tennis balls off the walls and softball. And we're trying it all, guys, trying it all.
Now, are you finding it that now that this is like the stay inside order, you said you're out in the backyard. Are you guys as a family, because we've been talking about this over the last couple weeks, we're spending actually more time outside than we did before now, just because we're told we can't leave the house, so we just go out in the backyard. Are you finding that for yourself as well?
Without question. You know, when this first started, my daughters are 7 and 6. So when this first started, I actually thought, you know what, let's do something productive out of this. So I actually taught both of them how to ride their bikes.
Nice.
And
wonderful.
It's unbelievable how much better they've gotten at riding their bikes over the last 3.5 weeks. I mean, it was a great feeling when they knew how to do it for the first time. And now, like, they go everywhere. We actually go, like, there's like church parking lots or school parking lots near us that we'll go so they can ride a little bit more freely with still not being near anybody. So trying to take advantage of it. Yes, the weather's actually been pretty decent here the last couple of days. So we spent a lot of time outside, a lot of time on the swing set, stuff like that. So it's actually, you know, you almost feel bad saying this, but there have certainly been some positive and or redeeming aspects of quarantine life, you know, in terms of family time, outside time. You know, probably like everybody else, we have our daughters in like swimming and dance and tennis and blah, blah, blah. It's like every night you got something. It's kind of been nice to just be home with them and just do stuff with them here.
Absolutely, 100%. As it pertains to the NFL, draft's going to be happening from a home. Do you buy into, I know you had Andrew Brandt on the Ross Tucker podcast this week. Do you buy into the fact that the NFL it can pull this off without any technical glitches? And is there legitimate concern from these teams?
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, we talked about this on the Fantasy Feast podcast, and I know you guys have been to fantasy leagues as well. I mean, if there are literally millions of fantasy drafts every year that are able to go off without any issues, I don't know why this would be that big of a deal. Now, is it possible that there's a power outage somewhere? Yeah, I guess. Is it possible that, you know, there's some type of communication issue while one team is talking to another team about, you know, a trade possibility? I mean, yeah, but guys, for the most part, they're using their cell phones, and the one GM calls the other GM. Hey, I'll give you this. I'll give you this. All right. And then they work it out. And then, I mean, they can call the league or, Heck, they can text Roger Goodell. I don't care. Hey, we're taking this to kid. I mean, it's like if they're able to do free agency where you're talking to agents and all these kind of players and all these moves are going on at the same time, I think the draft, when it's like, all right, I got my 10-minute allotment now or whatever it is, I don't think that that should be that much of an issue. Look, these teams, there's paranoia anyway in the NFL, right? And it's a very high pressurized industry with a lot of money, jobs on the line. So these guys are just nervous about the unknown. I get it. I respect it.
So Ross, tell me a little bit about, I mean, your experience of being a free agent, your draft day, because or just getting up into that time, trying to figure out, you know, where your career is going to go. We were talking about earlier about Tua and doctors coming out saying he failed his physical and that he's now certainly oft injured, that label's there, or he's got weak bones. Do you remember thinking back to those times when doctors found reasons not to? I always found and remember it was about trying to not devalue you in the draft, but trying to find reasons to not draft you. Do you find it that this might be a little bit more difficult to find in certain players and what organizations might have a leg up when we come to this digital draft?
Yeah, so I think teams are going to be even more risk averse, right? I mean, if there are unanswered questions about a guy in your mind from a character perspective because he's got a red flag and you weren't able to talk to him in person and really get a good feel for him, or especially the medical component, you know, if you look at any of these draft guides, right, there's, you know, hundreds of players at each position. And certainly there might be a guy that you really want and we really like him, but there's another guy right after that who's also really good. And so I think these teams are going to look at it and say, I'll just use the Tua example. Yeah, we really like Tua. And maybe he'd be better than Justin Herbert, you know, based on watching the video, but Herbert's healthy. We know that. Tua's had a couple of ankle surgeries. He's had the hip. He's had the wrist. Like, and we don't really know where he's at with that stuff right now. I'm just not going to take the risk for this much money. I'll either get a guy at a different position or I'll go with Justin Herbert. But somebody's going to take him, right? So somebody's going to take Tua.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the Dolphins or the Chargers, and they're going to be willing to take on that risk. But there are going to be other teams where, like, I don't think – here's how I would describe it. I think if they knew Tua was healthy, I think a team would trade up to 3 to make sure they get him. But because of the unknown, I now do not envision either the Dolphins or Chargers trading up to 3. I kind of think they're going to sit there. And the Dolphins are going to say, you know what? We're not going to trade up. If the Chargers trade up to take Tua, then we'll take Herbert here, and vice versa. So I think that's sort of the difference. And so that, to some extent, is going to go on at every position all around the draft, right, where it's going to be, we really like this guy, but, man, I just don't know about the injury. I don't know about this. Move on to the next guy on the list or go to a different position, or let's see if he's available next round, because we're just not going to take on that risk because of the unknown.
Ross, if health wasn't a question, if you could just throw that out there, and I know it's going to be tough to do that because that's what it – how would you rank the quarterbacks? And if there was no health issues, you said just pure talent alone, and I could guarantee you, which is completely facetious, but to have fun with it, how would you with Herbert to Joe Burrow and potentially maybe Jordan Love? Where would you put your rankings?
I feel very strongly about this. It is Joe Burrow 1, Tua Tagovailoa 2, Justin Herbert 3, Jordan Love 4. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I know I'm on in Portland, and I know there's a lot of Ducks fans listening. I have a lot of concerns about Herbert. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go back to the Auburn game where at the end of the game, he throws the ball out of the back of the end zone. I mean, stuff like that drives me berserk. Like, that's football. Until, like, how can you throw it out of the back of the end zone and not give your guy a shot in the field of play? Mm-hmm. I watched the Arizona State game, and I thought that left a lot to be desired. Even certainly in the first half, especially of the Rose Bowl. You know, by all accounts, he is a terrific young man. He's got a 4.0 GPA, which is incredible, although on some level it makes me question his decision making. Like 4.0, like does he not go out and have a good time? Like 4.0, dude. Like I think you need to worry about his decision making. Yeah. Anybody that had over a 3.6 GPA in college, I think we really need to evaluate their priorities in life.
This is coming like, from the Princeton guy. The Princeton guy is even saying this. I like it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like 4.0. Hey, Justin, let's make some better decisions in life. Nobody cares, bro. But you're only going to get those years to party and date those girls or whatever that many years. So anyway, so I'm joking about that part of it, obviously. But I will say, I just, you know, every time I watched Herbert, and I know he's fast, and I know he's got a big arm, and I know he's a smart kid, but every game I was like, yeah, no. Like, that's not my guy. That's not the guy I'd want to be taking. And then Jordan Love, I do a game every Saturday for CBS Sports Network. And so I did Wake Forest Rice the week after Wake Forest played Utah State. And I watched Jordan Love. I mean, the guy threw three picks, and Wake Forest dropped three or four other ones. I mean, he could have had like a 6 or 7 interception game. Then I did Army Air Force, which was sweet, by the way, at Air Force. Nice. And Air Force had played Utah State the week before. Utah State scored 7 points against Air Force. Ooh. I mean, I'm sorry. I know everybody shows me all these throws he makes that are incredible. And maybe he will be like Mahomes. Maybe. But, like, I'm just telling you, I always look at it from this perspective. If you're a GM and you take a quarterback in the top 10, you are saying that my entire livelihood, my career, my family, everything is dependent on this kid. If he's good, I'm going to get a contract extension. I'm going to make millions of dollars a year for 10 years. If he stinks, I'm getting fired. I can't go there with Jordan Love, and I'd even be hesitant and nervous to go there with Justin Herbert.
Ross Tucker is our guest, radio.com NFL insider. Now, that separation that you're talking about between Tua and Burrow, there is a big one there. And now, what about that separation between Herbert and Love that you're talking about? You have questions about both those guys, but, you know, we hear like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, they're fighting over which one is better. Is there a gap between the two that you think, you know, Herbert may fall into the late teens and 20s, or is he going to be solidified in that top 10 in your mind?
So I do think three quarterbacks are going to go in the top 6 picks. I do think the Bengals are going to take Burrow, and I do think the Chargers and the Dolphins are both taking a quarterback. Like, if you look at everything they've done, all the players they've added, both those teams, it's like they're gearing up to support a young quarterback and to try to make a run at having a good team while their starting quarterback is on a rookie contract. Like, that, like, to me, there's just like flashing lights from the Dolphins and the Chargers that they're taking a quarterback. And I believe that those teams, one of them will take Herbert and one of them will take Tua. I think Love is a lot more of a wild card and maybe a, you know, late round one, high round two. I just think, man, if you take him ahead of Herbert, I don't know how you do that. That then you're just going based purely on physical ability. But the thing is Herbert's physical ability is really, really good too. Like, he's really fast, really strong arm. So I don't know how you make that argument.
Okay, I got from a guy that's been around football, understands it both collegiately and professionally. This one burns in my saddle a little bit, so I want to get your thoughts on it because you're on the other side of the country, but you cover college football and understand the NFL too. We're going to see in this first round, we might see an SEC juggernaut of picks between maybe two teams where 20, 21 players could get picked from one conference, let alone 14 from two teams. And we're seeing a shift in college football like we've never seen in the South. Do you think this is more about just pure talent, the fact that the coaching is better? Do you see it being an issue with college football moving forward about how it's such one-sided right now?
It's a great question. It does seem like there's not nearly the parity that there used to be. I mean, it feels like in every given year, there's about 5-6 teams that maybe have a chance to win the national championship. And it feels like Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, and then maybe like at Oklahoma. But in particular, the SEC, I think a couple things. I think number one, there is increasing population moving away from the Northeast, moving away from the cold of the Midwest down south. And I think that's reflected in some of the growth of some of the cities down south. And I also think that the SEC is willing to do things from a recruiting perspective that other schools are simply not able to do or not willing to do. And I'm talking about paying the kids or paying their coach to get them to go there. I just think that that's a lot more common in the SEC. I'm not saying it doesn't go on anywhere else. I just think, you know, from what I've been told from other coaches or whatever, it's just kind of the cost of doing business in the SEC. And I think a lot of why they're so good is the recruiting. They're getting the best players. And I think it's probably a combo of the kids wanting to play in that conference, the kids, a lot of them being in the South. But also, I think we'd be turning a blind eye if we didn't think that there were some other things at play there.
Ross Tucker, Radio.com, NFL Insider. Always appreciate the time, man. Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Thanks, Ross.
See you guys.
Have a good one. Stay safe and healthy too, man. That was Ross Tucker, Radio.com, NFL Insider.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.